Chapter 2, Scoops at High Speed. The ice cream catapult was built beside the bandstand in under an hour, which was exactly as reassuring as it sounds. Nutty used one springy throwing arm, one padded cone cradle, one scoop slide, one umbrella for shade, and one large sign that read, "Catch Cheerfully." Chilly Millie supplied the cones. Mama tested the launch lever. Papa volunteered to sample any misfires, which everyone agreed was not a sacrifice. The first launch was vanilla. Nutty set the cone in the cradle. Mama pulled the arm back. The crowd leaned in. "Target, Mr. Mole by the fountain," Nutty announced. Whip! The cone sailed gracefully across the park and landed directly in Mr. Mole's waiting paws. The crowd went wild. "Again!" shouted 37 squirrels at once. The second launch was strawberry for the twins near the gazebo. Perfect. The third was mint chip for Mayor Buttersworth. Also perfect, if one overlooked the fact that his hat got a decorative stripe. Nutty glowed with pride. Observe the future of refreshment. Grandma folded her paws. The future is sticky. Then Papa asked for a double chocolate swirl with extra fudge. This was, in hindsight, too ambitious. The cone was taller, the scoop stack was wobblier, the fudge made the whole structure shiny and overconfident. Nutty adjusted the aim, Mama pulled the arm, Chilly Millie rang the service bell. Whip, glorp! The cone launched beautifully. The top scoop did not. It flew one way, the cone flew another, and a ribbon of fudge landed across the judge's table for the park flower contest. Everyone stared. Papa caught the cone with one paw and the top scoop with the other. Then, because he was Papa, he ate both immediately. "Still successful," he said. Grandma pointed at the fudge stripe on the contest roses. "Not for the roses,"